What do you think of the rivalry game this week? What have you seen from Iowa State?
You know, they got a lot of starters coming back on defense, especially the defensive line and linebacking core. And, you know, they're a good team. And, you know, they got a lot going for them right now. They got to win, and we got to win, and we're excited.
Did they recruit you at all growing up in Illinois?
Yeah, they offered me back in 07. So.
Were they one of the, did you give them much consideration?
I did. But as soon as Iowa offered me, you know, it's definitely wanted to come here and play.
For an offensive lineman,
what are your thoughts when the ball's laying on the ground?
Got to dive on it. That's our ball, you know. If we fumble it, we got to get it back, you know. Got to get it back for the team.
What are your thoughts on, you know, Coker had those two fumbles. Is it something that can get into his head too much if people keep bringing it up like us?
No, he'll be all right. He's a good player, you know. Had a great season last year, and he's a good kid, and, you know, one game, you know, come back and have a much better game.
Chicago kid, Mikhail went down with
yeah.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I got to talk to him a little bit. You know, he's down a little bit, but I told him, you know, just keep your head up. You know, you got a lot of years in front of you. Just get ready to play some football when you come back.
Were you surprised that he came? You had said at media day you thought he was going to really be a force, kind of live up to that for the brief time?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, what was it, like 61 yards. That's awesome, especially for a young guy. You know, he played his butt off, and I just wish he didn't get hurt, so.
Feel like the run game's going to be there no matter who lines up back there?
I think so. You know, we got a pretty good offensive line, and we want to block people, and, you know, that's what we're going to do.
How'd Tobin do? Did you have to give him some tips during the game, advice? How was he?
I think he was fine. You know, he had a pretty good game, you know, for his first start, and he was a little nervous, but, you know, he overcame it and had a pretty good game, I felt.
Just discipline, stress in a game like this when you're going up against a rival, and in this case an in-state rival?
It's a big deal. Discipline's a big thing, you know, especially when it comes down to fundamentals and just getting down and playing football, you know. Discipline, you know, it's a big thing, and that's something I think we got to work on a little bit this week. You know, we had a couple things that didn't go right in the first game, so as long as we get that down, we'll be fine.
You played next to Riley now for a couple of years. What makes him a good left tackle?
I haven't played next to Riley in a while.
Right
guard. It's all good.
What makes him a good left tackle?
Just his attitude going into the game. You know, before a game, the whole week, he has attitude that I'm better than the guy in front of me, and I'm gonna impose my will on him, and that's what he does every game. And you know, he's a great player, great guy off the field, and I'm just glad he's on my team.
Is he mean? He looks like he you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
I've seen him push LeBron in practice a little bit. Is he did have the kind of edge?
He has a little edge to him, but you know, I think every lineman needs that edge to him.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you got to get down and dirty in the game. But you know, off the field he's a great guy. On the field he's a good guy, but you don't want to push his buttons.
What makes him a left tackle and you not? What makes you a guard? Is it because you have to be 6'7 or 6'6 to be a left tackle?
I don't know. He came in as a D lineman, you know, moved to the left tackle, and he just, you know, flourished from there. Great player, you know. That's all I can say.
Is that the position that all you guys want to play? Because that's the position that gets paid millions in the NFL.
For me, it doesn't matter. I just want to play football. You know, I don't care if I play quarterback, running back, as long as I get on the field. You know, that's what it's about.
Well, especially your journey. I mean, you've been, you know, hurt, and you've been a starter, and I think a high ankle sprain last year.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
And I imagine you're just happy to have a job.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
to show what you can do finally.
Exactly. You know, that's what I came here to do, play some football, and, you know, showed it that last week, and got to do it this week.
Who's meaner, Riley or James?
You know, that's pretty tough. Play with both of them. I got to go with Riley, though. Riley's a tough son of a gun.
It shows up with James, too.
Oh, all the time.
It's a close call.
It is a close call. I think they're neck and neck, and, you know, James, he gets after people really good, so.
Have they said anything in the field to their opponent? I mean, not trash talking wise, but have they ever said anything that caught your attention or made you kind of laugh?
No, they really don't talk on the field as much as other teams would talk to us, but you know, they really showed in their actions though. So
yeah. Have you heard other teams say stuff to them?
Oh, definitely. They get a little pissed off, you know, every once in a while, but you know, that's the fun of the game.
Yeah. Are you as an offensive line, have you guys all of you guys taken? I think Zusevic's kind of, I mean, he's sort of, I don't want to say cheap, but he's sort of looking for that edge, if you know what I'm saying.
He's got that edge, too, I think. You know, he's a great player. I'm glad I'm playing next to him. You know, Juice is a great guy. You know, he plays football just as well as anybody else. So
you guys can't be nice, really, out there.
No, that's the whole part of football.
Help a guy up. Do you guys help guys up? I've never seen you do that.
If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. You know, yeah. You know. If it happens, you know, good for you. If it doesn't, so what?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Last year when I talked to you before you guys played Michigan, you were telling me how they kept blaring Hail to Victors in the weight room.
Yeah.
What is there any sort of thing that they do specifically for Iowa State that maybe catches your attention more or less?
They're probably going to play the school song the whole time. In the weight room, while we're lifting, in the locker room, they'll probably play their song all day. I expect it. They do it every year.
Do you find it easier or tougher to prepare younger guys for entering a game like this?
I don't think so. You know, once you get on the field, you know, you feel that energy. The young guys are usually ready to go. You know, they don't. I know that some of the freshmen don't really understand the Iowa State rivals, the rivalry. But you know, once you know we talk about it a little bit, coach talks to them a little bit. You know, I think they'll get their fire under them.